30 million people, that's roughly half the UK population, use the internet every day. But there's still a sizeable number who have never used it. Over 8 million people in total, and half of them are disabled people. The charity AbilityNet helps disabled people use computers, and it's worried that as all kinds of services go online, disabled people will be increasingly isolated. The charity's recruited the help of the government's digital champion, Martha Lane Fox. She's leading a campaign to try to make the UK the first nation in the world where everyone uses the net. Well, I spoke to her earlier this morning and to AbilityNet's chief executive, Nigel Lewis, and I began by asking him why so many disabled people don't use computers.
Often it's because it's not accessible to them. Either the computer, they can't physically engage and use the standard computer or a laptop or even a mobile phone out of the box, and it needs adapting in some way. Or it's the online services, the websites, are not accessible for their adaptive technology, so they haven't been created in an accessible way. So they're either stymied at the very first point of trying to use the technology, or when they get online, then they can't actually physically engage with those online services.
How did you become interested in this?
Well, I originally was working in the IT industry, and I wanted to get out of that and work in the charity sector. I have a disabled son, and so I have a passion about disability. And the job for AbilityNet, which is the a pan-disability charity specialising in accessible technology, came along. And it was kind of a marriage made in heaven for me.
So tell us about your son. He's now online, I would guess.
To a fashion, he's very severely disabled. He's 26, but even so, he can still benefit and engage with help. So simple things like being able to do or partake in choosing what shoppings they're going to have and what they're going to have to eat, or using things like CBeebies, even though he's 26, to stimulate and engage him. So there is a lot out there if people can access it and use it.
So Martha Lane Fox, we've heard there's some of the barriers. What would you like to see done about them?
I think there's a number of things. Firstly, it's very important to recognise that there's an enormous benefit for disabled people to be online, and we should therefore work hard to create technologies that are easier to use and also to bring the price points down of the technologies that are out there already. Nigel's the expert in what those are, but I guess I'd like to see more championing of the opportunity for technology to transform disabled people's lives, and perhaps some bolder and bigger thinking about how we can solve some of these problems.
Is there no legal imperative for companies to make websites accessible?
Yes, there is.
There is.
Absolutely. And the government has already kind of made an edict that most good websites should be accessible and has a set of standards. But unfortunately, and again, Nigel will know the more detail than me, many are not. Mm-hmm. And many haven't actually kind of adhered to some of the standards that are being required. So there's still a job to do on existing websites.
Nigel Lewis, I imagine your organisation must be going to these websites and asking them why they're not accessible for disabled people. But if you can't use particularly services, websites, what effect does that have on you?
Well, people are just going to be isolated. So they're going to be excluded from taking benefit of the best deals. Things are often cheaper online, or even just being able to access as more and more things are going online and people are being expected to self-serve. So what is in effect happening is we're creating a digitally excluded society by not making all of these goods and services that are available accessible to everybody, and just being inclusive about what is being delivered.
Give us an example then of a website that you would expect to be easy to use if you're disabled, but that in fact is not.
Well, I would say all websites should be, and it doesn't have to take a lot of additional effort or cost. And I think that's part of the fallacy, that people think that it's really complicated and really expensive to do. And there are some great examples out there of very accessible, good websites. And people have actually had experience of where they've created a separate website for accessibility of the disabled and found that actually just lots of people start using that, and so they've amalgamated it back together because it makes sense for everybody, not just, you know, we're not just talking about the elderly or the disabled here. It is for everybody.
Martha Lane Fox, while we're talking about expense, a lot of people may have barriers to using the net, but a lot of people, particularly disabled people, simply can't afford the computer or the internet connection. What can be done about that?
Well, it's very interesting. You're absolutely right. And very often it's actually the perception of price that's one of the biggest issues, because we know now that from all the data that if you're online, even from a low-income household, you'll save £200 net of the cost of the broadband connection for a year and
really?
The computer. Yes.
How is that?
Direct debits, switching energy deals, searching around for deals. You know, you are massively disadvantaged economically now if you're not online. And it is assumed that the kind of presumption by the commercial sector is that you will do it online and therefore you'll get access to the best deals. So you're right, of course, some people will be unable to afford the things that they need, but a huge number of other people are perhaps perceiving it as more expensive than it is and unable to access those deals because they're unable to use the technology.
The last government did set up some schemes, didn't it, to try to help disadvantaged groups get computers and get online. Have they survived the downturn?
There are some schemes around access for children in their homes and giving computers a home access programme, and that did roll out and complete its kind of mission to give many thousands more children access to the internet at home.
Is it still going?
It came to its natural end and got the computers out there. But I guess what we've tried to do at Race Online 2012 is bring together a combination of the commercial and the public sector to really try and drive both awareness but also better products and better deals for people.
I think the other thing is we shouldn't just be fixated on it has to be a PC or a laptop. Absolutely. We have digital TV now and UView is coming out. So actually there are different mechanisms for people to be able to access it. They still need an internet connection. But actually with wireless connectivity, why can't people actually club together and share and therefore drive the cost down even further? So it's actually maybe £1 a week rather than £7.50 a month or whatever it might be. So I think there are some ways that we can drive those costs down.
Martha, to do that, though, you have to understand that you can do it, don't you? And your aim is to get everyone online by 2012. How's it going?
My challenge to the country was that wouldn't it be fantastic if we strove? I'm not sure that's the past tense.
Some of our listeners will know.
They'll know. Please tell me. to rather than being satisfied with pretty good levels of internet penetration, this isn't a massive issue. It's just I would argue that we should build on those successful fundamentals and try and do something interesting and remarkable and build digital capability that really stands us apart as a nation. You know, of course, I was optimistic and ambitious in raising 2012 as a challenge, but I did that because I thought we would get further than if I just sat around and said, well, let's try and get another few thousand people on the internet. I hope that what we've done is try to position this as an opportunity for the UK. The work's not going to stop in 2012. We will continue. And I think a huge part of what I've seen as the barriers, whether you're disabled or whether you're able-bodied person, is people who are not online don't see any reason for them. And if people can take away one thing, it is that there is something for everybody and that there are devices that can help you. There are amazing deals to be had, and there is something wondrous for people who are particularly heavily disabled people when they suddenly can access a world that perhaps was forbidden before.
Martha Lane Fox and Nigel Lewis of AbilityNet. The weather's mild across the UK at the moment, but the forecasters are already warning that there will be some snow on high ground in the northern half of the UK next month, and temperatures every